Everybody chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Every place of Krishna's pastimes, it's simply unlimitedly filled with many, many, many pastimes. It's not only one pastime. It's called as Nitya Lila. Nitya Lila means it is eternally, every moment, every lava matra, 1/12th of a second also, Lila is taking place here. So how much we can gather? But whatever little we know, we can gather and we can distribute. So Sanatana Goswami is one of the principal disciples of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was the elder brother of Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami was the leader of all the Vaishnavas about 550 years back. And Sanatana Goswami was such a great devotee of the Lord. He is the incarnation of Labanga Manjari, one of the Manjaris of Radharani. So he was the guru of Brajvasis also. The Brajvasis would love him very much. He would do everyday parikrama of Govardhan. When the age of 70, he could not walk, but still he would do 40 kilometer parikrama every day. Today what we do, whenever we do is 22 kilometers of walking around Govardhan. Govardhan is in a shape of peacock. It is a long mountain and not very tall. It was tall, but now the main thing what you see is the expanse, the long one. And the Radhakund and Shamkund, where we are going to go, are supposed to be the eyes of this peacock. And at the end there is a tail called Poochri. That is the end of the Govardhan. So like that, and there is something called as Dan Ghati, where we just crossed by. That is the neck of the Govardhan, where we can cross from one side to another side of Govardhan. So Govardhan is a very longish peacock shepherd existence, and we go around that. So now we are on east side of Govardhan, and Jatipura comes on west side of Govardhan. Surbikund comes on west side of Govardhan. Now we are here on the side of Govardhan. There is Govardhan in between, and there is the west side of Govardhan. So there is a place called, let me finish first the story of Sanatana Goswami. So there was one rich man came to him. You know, many rich men go to sadhus. Why do they go? Maharaj, ashirwad dije, business achha ho jaye. Phale phule, samruddhi praapta ho. This is what they go for. They don't go for devotion. So many sadhus, to avoid these rich people desiring many benedictions, they would go and sit in the jungle, in the forest, sometimes in the middle of stool and urine also. But at least that place they will not come to ask benediction. Maharaji, vardhan chahiye, vardhan. Chahiye to idhar ajao. ना बहुत गंदा है इधर नहीं चाहिए तो आ जाओ नहीं आएंगे फिर चले जाएंगे साधु महाराज इज वेरी सेफ गौर किशोरदास बाबा जी यू नो वी हैव बी सिंग प्रेयर नमो गौर किशोराय साक्षात वैराग्य मूर्तये वो सच्चा साधु दैट ही वुड ऑलवेज गो एंड सिट इन द प्लेस ऑफ स्टूल एंड यूरिन पर्पजली टू अवॉइड दिस इनसिंसियर पीपल हु जस्ट कम फॉर मटेरियल बेनिफिट्स दे डोंट वांट डिवोशन टू कृष्णा दे वांट सम वरदान सो लड़का हो जाए लड़की की शादी हो जाए एग्जाम में अच्छे मार्क मिले बिजनेस बढ़े फॉर ऑल दिस थिंग्स सो वन रिच मैन केम टू सनातन गोस्वामी एंड सनातन गोस्वामी हैड अ पारस मणि विथ हिम हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू नो व्हाट इज पारस मणि एनीवन नोस व्हाट इज पारस मणि इट इज कॉल्ड टच स्टोन इन इंग्लिश व्हेन यू टच दैट स्टोन विथ आयरन इट बिकम्स गोल्ड इट इज कॉल्ड पारस मणि So this rich man came to know that Sanatana Goswami has a parasmani. So in the desire of achieving that Sanatana Goswami's parasmani, he came. So Maharaji, Dandavat Pranam, thank you very much. This is my dakshina for you. So Maharaji asked, so now what do you desire? So Maharaji, I heard that you have parasmani. Can I get the parasmani? So Swamiji said, oh, you want parasmani? Yes, we can take it. Where is it, Maharaj? He was excited. He thought, okay, so easily I am getting. So where is it, Maharaj? He said, outside my kuti, there is a dustbin, and in the garbage of dust, you will find that parasmani. So this man went so eagerly, without thinking, just jumped and dived into the heap of garbage, you know, and just like how the hogs do, you know, or the dogs do, just served everything and found out that parasmani. And first he confirmed, he already had prepared himself. He got some iron pieces, he just touched them, it became gold. Just another one, third one. He said, yes, this is a parasmani. And he ran with happiness, you know. I got the parasmani. Long distance he ran. And he realized Sadhu had kept the Paras money in the heap of garbage. That means this is something like insignificant for him. So he has put in the garbage. So he must be having a bigger wealth with him. He must be having bigger, most valuable jewels with him. Jewels with him. More than this Paras money. So he, after running long distance, he came back again. Hey Maharaji, I want to ask one question to you. You had kept this Paras money in the garbage. Do you have something more valuable than this? Can I have that? Again, greed doesn't end. Na? He's got a Paras money, but still he wants to have something more. That is the nature of the material world. You may feel, I have a Maruti now. Oh, old model 1987, I don't know, 73, it came up in India. I still have that model. I must have some new imported car. And you get something like a Hyundai car. And if a Hyundai car is now, no, I must get some bigger car, some, and finally I feel I should get Mercedes and, oh, Mercedes, no, no, Jaguar I want. And I want something like, it goes on and on and on. There is no end to material desires and satisfaction. Whatever you get, you want something more than that. If you don't, you have that to perfection, then something else you want apart from that also. And it goes on and on, life after life. So after getting Paras money, which for him at that time was the highest achievement to get, now he wants something higher than that, which Sadhu has. Sadhu said, yes, definitely you are an intelligent person. You understood that I have something higher. You have come back. Now you want a higher thing? Yes, Maharaj. I have one condition for that. You have to throw this Paras money and come back. So he was like in two minds, my God. After a long time, I have achieved this Paras money. And I have to get a higher thing, I have to give up all these things. So he came to Kusum Sarovar. And he dropped the Paras money with a heavy, heavy heart. From the time he dropped, till he went back to Sadhu, he was thinking now, Marathi mein kahavat hai na, telai gele, tupai gele, haathe dupatne rahile. He said, ki abhi wo, isse badi cheez hasil karne ke moh mein, jo Paras money tha, wo bhi gaya. Sadhu ne agar na bol diya, to wo bhi gaya. Dono taraf se main kangal ho jaunga. I was very sad actually. That is the pain of losing something in life. When you lose, suppose somebody picks your pocket and 10,000 rupees go, you feel very sad, you know. Or your gold ring goes, somebody snatches that gold ring from the in the middle of the aarti, you are offering with great devotion the lamp and somebody clicks your ear with the earring. They are announcing in temple, by the way. In Vrindavan, when festival comes, many thieves also come for pilgrimage. Their pilgrimage is what? Your ornaments. We come to search for Krishna, they search for your money and ornaments. The announcing in temple, be careful, do not bring very valuable things in temple or in the holy places. Be careful that monkeys or human beings are chasing you. So like that, when you lose something, we become very painful. Oh, great thing we have lost, but everything we are going to lose one day. Even if you like it or not. In the moment of death, everything will be taken away from you by force. Although, however attached you are to those things. So this man was very unhappy that he lost the Paras money. He came back to Sadhu and said, now you please give me. Sadhu said, sit down. He had taken bath in the river. He said, sit down and recite with me. And he said, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the most priceless jewel. Amulya Nagina. The highest of all jewels is the holy name of the Lord. And you couldn't have achieved this till you had possession of this Paras money. You cannot have God and Mammoth together. You want to have God, you have to give up Mammoth. It's an exclusive achievement. So we can't say, thodi thodi bhakti aur thoda thoda dunya ka anand. Little bhakti one side and I want to have a balance, you know, nice balance. I want to keep everything in place. That way you can't achieve Krishna. If you want to have Krishna, then you have to be ready to give up everything to achieve Him. He will test you. If you say, I want to achieve you, my Lord, He will test you. Tasyaham anugunami harishe taddhanam shanai. Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Krishna, you know, we were your devotees, we never did anything wrong. Of course, He is not asking innocently, He is asking for the benefit of all of us in Mahabharata. But still, why did you put us in a forest and why did you make our wife get insulted from others and why did you make us bereft of all the kingdom and wealth and honor and everything was lost, we were just completely destroyed and again finally you gave everything back to us. What is the reason? He said that when I show my I give my mercy to somebody, I give him all wealth and money and prosperity and fame and name and position and everything that is desirable in the world, I give that thing. But I give more mercy of mine to somebody, then whatever I have given, I start taking away. What is the meaning of that? Tasyaham anugrahami. When I give my mercy more to my devotee, what is that? Taddhanam. Tasyaham anugrahami. Harishe taddhanam. Harishe matlab I will steal. Tad matlab his. Dhanam means wealth. Shanai shanai. Slowly, slowly. One by one. I will take everything away from you. So what will happen when the devotee will lose whatever his possessions are, then he will utterly turn to Krishna and not to those things which he has possessed. He will utterly, helplessly take shelter of Krishna, and that time I offer myself to him. Before I offer my things to him, my wealth I give to him, my opulence, my position, whatever I want to give him, material I give. I take away all those things so that I can offer myself to him. Now what is more valuable? The source of all resources or the resources? Source of all resources. This is intelligence to lose material things and get hold of Krishna, who is the source of everything that you want. When you have Krishna with you, what else you need to have in life? So Sadhu Maharaj told him that without giving up this attachment to Parasmani, you couldn't have achieved the holy name of the Lord. Or you would have achieved the holy name of the Lord, wouldn't have understood the value of the holy name of the Lord. There are some ladies, Parasmani was given to them one time. And one time they were, because the Sadhu Maharaj said, other one, that give me the holy name, my Lord. So he said, take this stone and give to the lady. So the lady used that stone to clean the cloth while brush ke roop mein use kiya usko. He said, this is very good. The clothes are becoming very clean. And he gave to the children and they started playing with it like ball, you know. So this is Parasmani, but child doesn't understand. Dhobilay doesn't understand. So you know, because this is Parasmani, you will not play with it, neither use it for rubbing the cloth. You will go and touch it to the iron. Then it will give you gold. So like that, the holy name, everybody else in the world is open. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is not public, not private. We are not charging anything. It's all available publicly. Anybody can chant the holy name and receive the mercy of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But some people think that if I chant Hare Krishna, I will make progress in my material life. I'll get admission in my further education. I'll get married to the good boy. Or my property will increase. The motivation of chanting is different. Some people who more realize, they feel, no, I want liberation. I want to get out of this sufferings of the world. Only few of them chant the holy name to please the Lord and to attain his lotus feet and prema bhakti. The holy name is same, but the understanding of the holy name is different. That is why holy name may be available, but some may chant attentively, some may chant with distraction, some may chant with material motivation, some may chant with motivation of liberation, some people may chant with desire of attain some siddhi, you know, some power. Many things are there. They all chant Hare Krishna only. But what do you want? Where is your heart? That Krishna is watching. The holy name is available to everybody. But we chant with the motivation that I want you, my Lord, then the Lord will come and give himself to you. And that is what we are here for. We don't want wealth. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, va jagadish kamaye. I do not want praises. I don't want big position. I do not want women or men or physical enjoyment. I do not want wealth. I do not want honor. I simply want you, my Lord. Not only now. Even if you don't give me liberation, it's all right. I will, birth after birth, will like to want you and have you and serve you. That is a devotee. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Vrindavan Dham are not offering us some good fruits of our labor. They are offering us Shuddha Prima Bhakti. This is a place which can offer us the greatest of all jewels, that is Sri Krishna himself, can be available here. So we should not pray when you go. One good thing I remember now, I want to tell you how to pray. Many of you may feel, oh, my grandma is sick with cancer. Oh, Krishna, please cure her. Some of you may feel that I am very poor, my practice is not getting settled. Oh, Krishna, I have come to you all the way. Please bless me that my practice settles down. Or somebody may feel that my child is not well. So, Krishna, please get the child well. Somebody may feel that I am not got married yet, so I am waiting for so many years now. Please give me a good husband. There are so many prayers, so many miseries are going on in life. You want to get the miseries settled for once and for all. and we have come to top person, so we are making the use of time. But if you ask all those things, yes, he will respond to that. But he will not offer himself to you. When you ask for him, he may think, how much you want me? No, no, I want you, my Lord. But by the way, I want some wealth also. From the backside, you can put some wealth in my hand. No, he wants exclusive attention, exclusive love from you, exclusive wanting from you. And when we say, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this, I only want you, then he may think of offering himself to you, but he will test you before that. And when you pass the test that you don't want anything else but him, then he will become not only yours, he will become subservient to you. Aapke adhin ho jayenge wo. Kaise adhin ho jayenge? Gopis will say clap and he will dance. That is the meaning of become subservient. He will dance at the whims of the devotees. He will run from Vaikuntha to save his devotee. He will appear from pillar to save his devotee. Huh? What he will not do? What he has not done up till now? He has saved Gajendra, he has saved Draupadi, he has saved so many examples are there. Everybody sings his glories that he has saved so many devotees of his from miseries. But that is our goal of life. He only proves that I am there. If you want me, I am there. If you don't want me, I am not there. You want money? Yeah, money is there. Everything is available to you. What do you want, you choose. And understand, when you get what is the benefit of that? So we are here to cultivate the desire of having only him. And we are here to cultivate the desire of saying no to other things that are not necessary in life. You may take things for your maintenance of your life, maintain your life nicely, eat reasonably good food, take care of your body. Why we take care of body? We take care of our body only so that we can serve Krishna through this body. Because this body is a very unique instrument. Ye bahut anokha yantra hai. In this human body itself, you can understand him. In dog's body, cat's body, see, dog is sitting over there. He's not attending pravachan. You are all listening to pravachan because you are human beings. The human body, the human instrument, the human machine the soul has is very powerful. It can help you to reach him. It is that kind of a boat which will make you reach him. That's why to maintain this boat is very essential. It's also part of bhakti. To maintain this boat nicely, so that well-maintained boat can drive you very nicely and smoothly back to Godhead, to Sri Krishna. So it's not wrong to take care of body and clothe it nicely or maintain it nicely. It's not sense gratification. If you do that for attaining him and for being able to chant nicely, then your maintaining body is also bhakti. What is the purpose you are doing for? If you keep on painting the cage of the bird every day, every day, every day, new color, you are removing one color, putting new color in the cage, and the bird inside you never feed, then what will happen? The cage will become very shining and nice, but the bird will die. That's what we are all doing actually. The soul is serving of Krishna, and we are feeding the body again and again with so many sense gratifications and enjoyments, and the soul is suffering, and birth after birth it will come again and again, to take the pangs of birth, old age, disease and death. Most of us are middle-aged here. How many years more we can guarantee that we'll live? Huh? Well, I've seen some people for 25 years coming with us in Yatra. They were having black hair, then some grey hair, then more grey hair, then more grey hair. And some are very old and some are bent and some are walking. All of us are going to go through that situation one day. Without fail, incessantly, like the force pushing you from boyhood to youthhood to old age and to inevitable death in the course of time. So we should not waste this valuable human life. We should take the precious jewel of Krishna's holy name now. It's never late actually. It's never too late. Just take it up and make our life successful. That is what we are here for. So Uddhava is one of the cousin brothers of Krishna. One of the best friends of Krishna in Dwarka. He is also commander-in-chief of Yadav Sena. And so close to Krishna that he is sitting, eating, talking, joking, hunting, you know, doing Rajniti, political discussion, everywhere Uddhava is there. And this Uddhava was sent by Krishna. I'll cut the story short. Because gopis were very much in pain, separation, crying. Krishna was crying in Dwarka. And there were messages coming that Brijvasis are almost on the verge of death. So Krishna said that, okay, let me send Uddhava with some message. Uddhava also was in so close to Krishna. So he had developed some pride in the heart. What is more to achieve in my life, you know? I've achieved everything. My Supreme Lord, everybody wants to be close to. I am so close to Him, eating, sleeping, joking, everything. Every activity I am with Him, with no bar and hindrance. So Krishna wanted to also show Him that there is something beyond also. In Dwarka schools, He has graduated. Now He has to go to Vrindavan school to study PhD in Bhakti. So to also open His eyes further to broader spectrum of devotion, He chose Him with a messenger position. And He gave a message to Gopis. And Uddhava came. And He has studied ki, on a mission I am going that all Gopis are crying, Nanda Maharaj, everybody is crying in pain. So I will teach them yoga. In yoga you learn to become peaceful in the middle of misery also. By some procedure, some breathing techniques and pranayam, I will teach them that. And I will take them out of misery. So He came here and He went to Nandagaon first. And He asked, where is Nandagaon? Where is Nanda Baba's house? So Brijvasis were crying. Somebody composed himself and told, there are two rivers going from here. Go at the bank of both the rivers and keep climbing. You will come to Nanda Maharaja's house. What are those two rivers? The rivers of tears of Nanda and Yashoda. Two rivers coming from the mountain of Nandishwara. So he was amazed. What kind of love is this? And he went, they saw them crying. They received him. And then he just couldn't understand, how can I teach yoga to these people? They are beyond all the yoga. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The soul is in whichever body, here's the holy name, will get delivered to Krishna. And then he went to Gopis and he found Gopis sitting on the bank of Jamuna doing tapasya, you know, trying to meditate. He said, already doing yoga, what I'll teach yoga to them. So he went and talked to them, said, what are you doing? He said, we are trying to forget Krishna. Everybody is doing yoga to remember Krishna, to fix Krishna in the heart and realize Him in the heart. So they are trying to divert everything else and concentrate on Sri Krishna and try to fix Krishna in the heart. This is what the yoga process is for. What he has learned from his guru. And here they are doing different kind of yoga. Krishna is already fixed, attached with a glue of love and devotion in their heart. And he is bent in three positions. The heart also is now bent and adjusted to Krishna. He is stuck inside. And they are doing meditation to remove him from their hearts. Then he understood that my graduation from Dwarka in devotion is up to one level only. These people are far, far, far more near to Krishna than I am physically with Krishna. They are away from Krishna for hundreds of years. But they are so close to Krishna in their thoughts and bhavana that I am a child in front of them. I am nothing in front of them. So this was the transformation of Uddhava. Uddhava came as a big man. But he became very humble. He said, my position of friend of Krishna, brother of Krishna, commander-in-chief of Krishna and friend of Krishna, eating, sleeping, joking with him, everything is useless compared to the state of gopis. So when he gave the message, he realized that I am nothing actually. So who was very close to Krishna physically, chose to give up Krishna's company. And he went back to Krishna with the whole report he gave. I gave you a message, I saw all these things and I am saying that I am going now. So Krishna is asking, where are you going? So I am going back to Vrindavan. Why? You are with me, you are my friend. So no, I am going back to Vrindavan to perform tapasya to become a blade of grass in Vrindavan. Because when I saw the condition of devotion of gopis, I understood that they are so elevated in devotion. I want to take the dust of their feet on my head. But because I am having big position and post and aura around me, they will never give the dust to me. They are simple village girls. They will feel he's a big man come from Dwarka. How can we give our feet to him? So I don't want to even embarrass them. They should not have any sankoch. So I will become blade of grass. Because I've seen they walk very freely on the blade of grass. So if I become blade of grass, they will be very easily walking upon me. And I will get all the dust and all the mercy and a seed of devotion that they have, I can get into me also. So I am Krishna, I am going to Dwarka, leaving Dwarka and going to Vrindavan. So he came here, the temple of Uddhava will go to. And beyond, on the west side of Govardhan, there is Uddhav Kund. Exactly, Govardhan between and just beyond that. Uddhav Kund is there, where we cannot go now. So Uddhav Kund is a place where he performed tapasya to become blade of grass. People do tapasya for what? To achieve something higher. We work hard for what? I have got now 10,000 rupees income. I want to get 1 lakh rupees income. So always we do some extra difficulties we accept in life to achieve something more and more and more. But here the person who has achieved everything else in life, everything what he desires, somebody can desire, he has achieved, he is doing tapasya to give up all those things and become blade of grass. This is Vrindavan.